Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dikas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dikas.
Hello and welcome to Upside Daily. My name is Ioannis Dikas. This podcast is designed to empower you to live from grace, from God's grace, to find purpose in your life and to challenge you to deep personal and spiritual renewal. This episode or this series is called Starting Over because I do believe that next time can be better than the last time, but not just because we want it to be, because we're planning for it to be. And in today's episode, time is an eternal commodity. I want to take our thinking of starting over just one step further. Yesterday, we spoke about three myths. The experience myth, you know, experience makes me wiser. Or the second one was the know better myth. Just because I know something better, I'll do better because of that. And the third myth is really the time myth. You know, time is against me. And we just briefly looked at unpacking each one of those to see actually how those myths impact our lives and how there are non-truths. We should not be living from those truths. Just because I've had an experience, it doesn't mean that it will make me wiser the next time around. Only if I've evaluated that experience. Just because I know something doesn't mean I'm going to do better the next time. And thirdly, if we start thinking of time as our enemy, we're actually putting ourselves against the Word of God, and that's never a good place to be. For today's episode, I want to start again where we ended off yesterday with Ecclesiastes 3, where it says, you know, God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has planted eternity in men's hearts and minds. Isn't that beautiful? The Amplified has a little bracket there that says, a divinely implanted sense of a purpose working through the ages which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. If you just read this, you have to actually consider just the sense of wisdom that comes from this, because time really is not just a commodity you and I have. Sometimes when I think about time, I think of time as a starting place and an ending place. But God has somehow transpired that He's gone beyond that, and He actually uses time as an eternal commodity. And the Bible says that He has put eternity into every man and woman's heart. This is the key. You see, when we understand time, we actually don't just unlock temporary things, we actually unlock eternal things. If you read the preceding verses in Ecclesiastes, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, all these things that there is a time for. God says when we engage these things, we actually unlock not just the temporary, not just the moment, we actually unlock eternity. And that's why it's important that as children of God, as sons and daughters of God, we are not called to waste time, but actually to redeem time. That's why the issue of an undisciplined life is not just really about wasting time or wasting resources. Ultimately, it's actually about wasting eternity itself. Can I read Ecclesiastes to you again? He says, He made everything beautiful in its time. He has planted eternity in men's hearts and mind. There's eternal purpose, eternal time, eternal opportunity, eternity itself. This is what God gives you and gives me. Before I go further, just on this notion of time, can you just give a side note to Ecclesiastes 3, this concept of beautiful? You know, God has made everything beautiful in its time. It might have started off ugly, but God's purpose is to make it beautiful. You know that thing that you're thinking about, that thing that you're thinking to start over, that thing that perhaps has caused you pain, has caused you confusion, it's perhaps robbed from you, it's left you disappointed, it's maybe left you tired and unmotivated. God's word about that moment is that He wants to make everything beautiful in its time. So you have to keep this in mind, that it might have started off ugly, but God's purpose with that is to make it beautiful. I read this fascinating portion of scripture many years ago, and it's always become something of a beacon and a mantra scripture for me in Genesis chapter 8, 22, where the Bible speaks about creation and about humanity, and it says, as long as the earth endures, seed, time, and harvest. And then he carries on with that. But there's this notion of seed, time, harvest. Just think of the process. You know, seed, time, harvest. When a farmer goes out and a farmer sows seed, there's time before there's a harvest. And what I love about Genesis, what Genesis says, is as long as the earth endures, this is going to be the process. You and I are going to go through moments of seed, time, and harvest. And so whilst you're looking at the situation at the moment, maybe, you know, you're looking at something in your hand or an email on your computer, or, you know, you're thinking of the telephone that you had when you received that phone call, or the restaurant where it all went wrong and you walked out of that situation, or the business deal that was dreadful and you're looking to start over. Can you remember seed, time, harvest? God will make this beautiful in its time. He gives us that promise. You see, we have to define for ourselves then, how do we then live? Do we live according to the clock, or do we live according to the compass? Because most people struggle with a tension between these two instruments that often control our lives. The clock, a very clear picture, you know, it represents our appointments, our schedules, our goal, our activities, our lives. This is how we manage our time. But so many of us actually live according to the clock. You're just going from one thing to the next. God actually desires that you live from the compass, because a compass represents your life mission, your values, your principles, your conscious focus. This is how we control our lives. You see, the challenge for us does often not lie on the level of the management of our time, but it rather lies on the understanding and the control of a life mission. And I think this is what Ecclesiastes is trying to explain to us. You know, the minute we start living by the clock, we're going to go through the same cycles every single day. But if you use the compass for your life, if you're allowing God to create seed, time, harvest, if you're recognizing God is at work in every situation in your life, the compass becomes the defining direction of your life. It's not according to a map. It takes you on an adventure that no one has ever been on before. We also have to consider Chronos and Kairos. You know, Chronos is a chronological time that is dictated by the clock. It measures hours and minutes and seconds. But Kairos, the Greek word Kairos, is a life that determines appropriate time. It's a life that places value within a certain measure. And that's why you and I get this opportunity to steward time. Because really what we're doing in essence is we're stewarding eternity. Listen to what Ephesians 5 verse 15 to 17 says in the J.B. Phillips translation. It says, live life then with a due sense of responsibility, not as men who do not know the meaning and the purpose of life, but as those who do. It's beautiful. He immediately puts it into the kairos. He immediately puts in the kairos and the compass. He says, when you've discovered the purpose of life, you steward time. And then he says, as a result of this, make the best use of your time, despite all the difficulties of these days. Don't be vague, but firmly grasp what you know to be the will of God. I love this concept of redeeming time. Make the best use. The one translation speaks about redeeming time. It's regain the power of control over your purpose and your destiny. You do that through time. And sometimes we just have to allow time to work in our lives. Time only finds its relevance in our redemption realities. You and I no longer have the privilege of living vague lives. We need men and women who can discern with accuracy the meaning and the purpose of their lives, and then to go out and live that, because time is an internal commodity. Now, that's all we have time for today. Pun intended, okay. If you want to dive in deeper or connect with me, there's a link in the description of today's episode that you can click on, a number of links. You can check them out, or you can connect to Doxadeo's online campus, doxadeo.church. We're looking forward to see you there and journey together in this. Tomorrow's or the next episode in this series is called Divine Destiny and Abiding Humility. Live blessed.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.